This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, just another story with Jabir radiallahu anhu. Jabir is called Jabir ibn Abdullah. Now, Abdullah was his father, and Abdullah radiallahu anhu died in Uhud. And the scholars say he left a huge debt behind. Like he left his young son, and the son is in his teens, in a massive calamity. Just so that you understand, Jabir, the young man, had 9 sisters to look after, 9 little sisters, and a debt, the scholars say, 1,600,000 dirhams. Like how he accumulated it, I don't know, but a huge debt. And now Jabir is the young man, and his father, can I have that door closed, inshallah? And his father says, his father has passed away, and the people that he owes money are coming to collect the money. And Jabir says, the only thing I had was 2 little orchards of date palm trees and nothing else. And the debt is 1,000,000 plus. And only one of the people that I owed money, they owed a lot of people, but only one person, if I sold this little farm, it wouldn't have paid him back either. So people are coming to the young man and saying, pay the money back, pay the money back. So he is young and nervous and anxious and worried, and it looks bad and things might get messy. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, Ya Rasulullah, the people I owe money and my father owed money are coming to collect, and I fear that they might be bad to me, as in, you know, slap me around and so on. So come with me, so that because out of your respect they do nothing disrespectful to me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the people whom Jabir owed, and he told them, overlook your debt. And they said no. And amidst them, a few of them are Jews from the Jews of Medina. No, like he owes us money, he should pay. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Jabir, take me to your farm. So young Jabir took the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the farm, and these date palm trees there. And he says, and listen to me, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went under each tree and uttered these words that I couldn't hear or understand. And then he says, Jabir, tell them to come and collect. So Jabir radiallahu anhu says, they came with their camels and with their donkeys and the baggage behind it, and we filled it and filled it and filled it, and everyone took what was owed to him, and all the debt was paid, and my palms were still full as they were. So these are some of the miracles of the Prophet. Time is limited, and I know you've just had an assembly and first thing in the morning. Let me just say 2 more, inshallah, and then we'll call it a day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on a journey, and water ran out. Like they're in the desert, and water ran out. So they come to him, O Prophet of Allah, there's no water. There is no water for the livestock, for us to drink, and for us to make wudu and ablution. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bring me what water you have. So they bought a little pot and it had water in it. So they bought a little pot and it had water in it. Brother Justin, perhaps we can do it later, inshallah. So, and it had a little bit of water in it. So the people are gathered, and the ashab say, there are more than 1,000 people here in this camp. And water has dried, except for a little that they put in a pot and brought it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet washed his hands with it, with the water, and then he held his hand out like that. And he said, come, take from the blessing. And the Ashab say, from between his fingers, water was gushing out, and the Sahaba ran and took from it, and drank from it, and made wudu from it, and gave their animals from it, until 1,000 or 1,400 in another qawl were fully satisfied and saturated with the water. And the Ashab were even more ambitious to get from this water, as it was a blessing out of the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are some of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are smaller miracles and bigger miracles. Once in Makkah, they came to him, okay, you claim to be a prophet, give us a miracle. And the Prophet is hesitant, because you shouldn't believe because of miracles. But eventually he said, okay, what do you want? He said, if you claim to be a prophet, see that full moon there? Split it in two. Make one go to that side and one go to that side. Then bring them back together and join them, and we'll believe you're a prophet. So the Prophet prayed to Raka'a Salah, and he said, Ya Rab, they're asking for miracle. Jibreel came. The celestial bodies are in your control. Order, it will be done. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed with his blessed fingers and went like that. And the moon ripped apart, and one went to that side, and one went to that side, and then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought it back together, and it touched and rejoined, and the miracle was seen as far as in India. And one of the, if you like, pious men of India, seeing it, traveled in the direction until he reached Mecca. After many months and a while in hearing of a prophet, he came to him and he said, I saw that miracle there in India, and I have come here testifying to your prophethood. So the miracles of the Prophet are multiple and numerous, but the greatest and everlasting miracle of the Prophet is the sacred Quran. Every prophet's miracle ended at his time, and our prophet's time is till Qiyamah come. So his miracle lasted till Qiyamah come. And let me, and although you won't appreciate it at your age, but the academia are here, and perhaps they will understand it better, let me talk on one of the miracles of the Quran. And I'll finish with this, I promise. They say that our world was created from a big bang. This is the scientific understanding. That everything that we see, the sun, the moon, the stars, the celestial bodies, were all joined together in one little ball, like super dense, squashed up, almost zero volume, like limit reaching zero. And it was all clustered like that together, and then a big bang, and it exploded, and everything went apart and slowly joined back together. So you had the sun and the moon and so on. And this became a scientific fact, I think, in the early 90s. Because they bounced infrared radiation off the celestial bodies, and they realize that it is expanding. So if it is expanding and you rewind it, it must have started from here, as such at one point they were all together and it exploded. This is discovered in the 1990s. I remember I was a student, and we went to what's that place with the dome on it? SciTech. And SciTech, the lady got a balloon for us, and she had little pieces of paper inside it, and then she burst the balloon, and the little stars went all over, and she goes, this is how the world was created. And I was like, no, it was created like in periods and so on and so forth. I didn't know much. So I was annoyed, because, you know, we believe the early understandings, like 6 days and 7 days and so on and so forth. So I went to uni and I became educated and studying. I found, subhanAllah, the Big Bang Listen, this theory, which was established in my lifetime, in the Quran, 14 and a half centuries ago, on the tongue of a Bedouin, the Prophet. And I remember I was walking a few months ago, and Sister Natasha was there, and Sister Natasha was talking to some teacher, and she goes, "The Big Bang in a Muslim school, that will be controversial. Like, as in, the Muslims don't believe in this." And I was going like, I need to give a presentation on this. So, alhamdulillah, Allah has made this one now. So listen to it, Sister Natasha, before you go to Japan, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the verse of the Quran, listen carefully, and listen to the language. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Do not the unbelievers see? And the language is challenging. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Do not the unbelievers see? أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. That the heavens and the earth were all joined together. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. And we made them explode a thunder or apart. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And from water we created everything living. The Big Bang to the dot 14 and a half centuries ago on the tongue of a man in the desert. With that I thank you, my Allah, guide and guard you. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.